As you heard yesterday, the Exmouth Deepwater Jetty is back on the agenda. Gascoyne Gateway wants to privately fund, build and operate the jetty, a renewables hub and a desalination plant next to the light industrial area to the town's south. With Gascoyne Gateway now releasing a sustainability statement for feedback, CEO Michael Edwards told me that this project is, as he describes it, part of a new type of conservation.
The future lies in looking at conservation holistically and including regenerative practice, which means for us leaving it better than we found it. So putting in into your sustainable infrastructure different modes and plans to ensure that it's better in the future and that it also contributes to biodiversity, climate change positive initiatives, and that at the end of the day that it's people positive as well. You know, the future of the planet relies on infrastructure like this being built and built in the right ways. There's immense pressure in the Exmouth Township and surrounds for water, power. The environment has been identified as not being pristine in the Exmouth Gulf. So our ability to massively reduce the anchoring pressures that take place in the Gulf, high-speed movements of ships, unregulated, that we'll be able to control, adds to a comprehensive benefit to the current environment.
Captain Michael Edwards, the CEO of Gascoyne Gateway, speaking on the program yesterday. Now, this project, the proposed Exmouth Deepwater Jetty, it's not without controversy and opposition. With a different perspective, Paul Gamblin is Director of Protect Ningaloo, Australian Marine Conservation Society, and he's in Exmouth this morning. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Eddie.
Does the future of the planet rely on infrastructure like this?
So I think we need to get a few facts straight on this one. This is a deep water industrial port that would extend nearly a kilometre out into the beautiful and very special and fragile Exmouth Gulf. It would involve more than a million cubic metres of dredging, which is the equivalent of more than 34,000 shipping containers worth of dredging, ripping up the seabed. And remember, this area, Exmouth Gulf, is important for corals, for seagrass, for sponge gardens, for dugongs, for whales. In fact, this port would attract very large vessels, including bulk carriers, fuel vessels, oil and gas vessels, through what is one of the world's most important humpback whale resting and feeding grounds. So that's the reality of what this project would do, and it would do it over perhaps a century or so.
One of the arguments from the proponents is that they would be able to abate hundreds of thousands of tonnes of greenhouse gas emissions every year because it would be a place to import materials, plant and equipment for big renewables projects around the region. Is that a valid argument?
So what's actually happening with Exmouth is that Horizon Power is well advanced now in building solar renewable power for Exmouth, which is very welcome and long overdue. And that's the way it should be done. That's how infrastructure should be provided. You don't need to build an industrial port with all the significant impacts that I've just described and a whole range of other ones as well, including the fact that it would be built next to a very special and fragile freshwater area called Quailing Pool, which is a very rare thing, of course, in this arid environment and close to an ephemeral wetland as well. You don't need to do that to get renewables, but Horizon is already now well on train in providing renewables for Exmouth.
One of the other main arguments in favour is that this project would take some of the commercial marine traffic out of the Exmouth Gulf and out of the Ningaloo Marine Park. Is there merit to that?
So if you're building an industrial port, you want to attract ships. That's the business model. So it's going to attract large vessels up to 250 metres long, would you believe, which is the size of the kinds of vessels you'll see in Gauge Roads or Fremantle, through Exmouth Gulf, south of Exmouth, through this incredibly important humpback whale resting and feeding area where humpback whales feed up their calves before they take on that arduous journey down to Antarctica. You'd be attracting very large ships through that area. That's the fact. That's what this port would do. That's what it's designed to do. So it's just incompatible with this area. It shouldn't have been put on the table in the first place. And the quicker it's taken off the table so that we can get on with the job of actually making sure that we protect this place and the nature-based economy and the scientific capacity and the restoration that's required for this area, the sooner we can do that, the better.
I think I know the answer to my next question, but is there any way you can see this project going ahead in a way that addresses those concerns, or in a different location, perhaps?
It's the wrong kind of proposal for Exmouth Gulf. If the people behind this project want to improve marine facilities and say the Pilbara existing marine facilities, then that would be a much better use of their skills. This is just the wrong place. Unfortunately, they didn't ever come and engage with the community before making this proposal. If they had, they'd have got a very, very clear direction around it. It's unfortunate that it's come to this, but no, there's no way this project should go ahead.
Do you feel that the concerns you're raising will be heard during whatever planning processes come next?
We certainly hope so. It's really a responsibility of the state government to do what's necessary to protect Exmouth Gulf and the tourism industry and the kind of future, the positive future that would come from looking after this place. It is one of the most special marine and coastal environments in the world, not only just in Australia. In fact, it was recommended for inclusion in the Ningaloo World Heritage Area. It was only big industrial interests that stopped that from happening 12 years ago. So the area is demonstrably important and fragile and an incredibly important economic driver, but only if we look after it. And it's under increasing pressure. The last thing you want to do is to build an industrial port that would just increase the pressure on this. Incredibly special and fragile ecosystem. It's very clearly the wrong kind of project for Exmouth Gulf.
I'm speaking with Paul Gamblin, who's the director of Protect Ningaloo, Australian Marine Conservation Society. He is in Exmouth this morning. While I've got you there, Paul, I've got to ask you, you're in the centre of the universe at the moment, basically. how is Exmouth ahead of the eclipse?
It's always the center of the universe. It's a special moment. And in fact, what we're saying is that while people from around the world are considering this incredible natural event, the celestial event, it's also important to consider what's really important. And Exmouth Gulf and Ningaloo are clearly very special places to so many people. And what we're saying is, let's think about what the future should be like, could be like for this place. And it means looking after it and making sure that nature is central. Nature is central to how we think about this place and look after it.
There have been so many different concerns around Exmouth's ability to cope with the volume of visitors. I was talking earlier about concerns around the power supply. There's been concerns about water, concerns about mobile coverage, workforce shortages, accommodation availability, all that sort of thing. How do you feel the environment will hold up during such a mass tourism event?
Look, it's an important question, and I think it reminds us of the responsibility we have to make sure that we look after the natural environment as a priority. It has come under pressure from COVID as well. During COVID times, Exmouth was never more popular. So it is a reminder that we do need to do more, and the government is making the right kind of initial steps towards that. It set up a task force to look at the Gulf, etc. So those are promising steps. But it is a reminder of how fragile the area is. I know the Shire and others have been working extremely hard. I think they're probably a bit nervous about how the next few days are going to go. We'll enjoy the celebrations, but we'll also be very relieved, I think, once this is over. But it will help draw attention, international attention, to what is one of the world's most important natural and cultural wonders. And we think that's a good thing overall, because it should help drive an intent to take care of it. We're stewards of such a special place, and we have the opportunity right now to do the right thing by the Gulf, and that's what we should do.
Paul, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it.